Let's stay with election matters, because it's exactly a week since Simon Harris announced that he was asking the president to dissolve the Dáil, clearing the way for the official start of the general election. So far, the campaign has been pretty light on dramatic moments. An opinion poll in today's Irish Times suggests that while Fine Gael remains the largest party, there's growing support for independent candidates. When it comes to the issues influencing their vote, almost one third of people mentioned the cost of living. House prices and health were also cited as significant concerns. Mary O'Regan of our political staff has been following this morning's developments. Mary, what are the parties up to today?
Well, the main focus of this morning was justice. Now, this is an area where there has been a lot of tension between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael well before this general election campaign, when they were in coalition together, and ever since those Dublin riots this time last year. But while that tension might have been simmering in the background of government, it's very much out in the open today, because Fianna Fáil's Jim O'Callaghan is saying that Fine Gael cannot now claim to be the party of law and order. They've had the brief for 14 years. They've had five justice ministers, two of whom resigned, and there has been little progress. They're more or less the same number of Gardaí, he is saying. Fianna Fáil is proposing 5,000 more Gardaí in what they say is a sort of zero tolerance approach. So they want to give body cams, facial recognition technology to the force. And, you know, Helen McEntee was asked about this at the Fine Gael press conference, sort of just around the corner. And her response was that women all over the country, she said, will understand what it feels like when men try to claim credit for women's work. That was a dig at the Fianna Fáil spokespeople. So that just shows the position really for Fine Gael in this election campaign, that they seem to be quite often on the defensive, defending themselves against punches coming in their direction from Fianna Fáil.
So that's what Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have been up to today. What are the others doing?
Well, the Labour Party had a health policy launch. Now, it wants to roll out free GP care for all children up to the age of 18. And Duncan Smith, its health spokesperson, was saying that families are making very difficult calculations as to whether they're to bring their children to the doctor or not, or to spend the money on something else. Mary Lou MacDonald, she's touring the North West, and she's meeting hospitality businesses because Sinn Féin has a proposal to reduce the VAT rate down to 9% for all hospitality businesses except for hotels. Social Democrats, they are launching a housing policy today. People Before Profit, they were launching a proposal to have free public transport for everybody, and the Green Party had a sort of transport safety launch. So that has been what the other parties were up to today.
We're a week in. What are your impressions of the campaign?
Well, I think one week in so far, there's been no major moving off the dial. There has been no major issue catching fire. And while the poll this morning would suggest that Fine Gael has this lead, you know, the party might not have been having the campaign that they might hope to have had. There was that, you know, silly sort of controversy involving Michael O'Leary and his comments about teachers, which put Fine Gael on the defensive. However, it is in the lead according to the polls. Fianna Fáil believes, you know, that the lead is there for the taking. That's why they're going hard at Fine Gael. But there's a question then arising as to how long they can sustain that criticism, because so long as they drag down the record of this government, they might drag themselves down with it. Sinn Féin doesn't have the sort of momentum it had at this point of the last election campaign, but its poll slide is stabilising, it would be suggested. If the wind is on anyone's back at this point, it is the independents. They seem to be the ones who are growing in popularity, the polls suggest, and also localised polls show they're doing well at constituency level. If there is to be a change in this general election, so far that's the suggested place. Independents is where that change might come from.
Mary, many thanks. That was Mary Regan of our political staff. And